Well, I think this stands out in terms of what we're trying to do here in Atlanta is because I really believe that we're at a crossroads. It's a time when we need to reimagine what it's like to go to a football game. The game day experience, I think, is something that is fundamentally what is going to make a difference down the road to future fans, is that if what I can get at home on my video, what I can get on my tablet is more convenient than going to a football game, we've got a big problem. The interview was divided up into two parts. The first part was taking on the challenge of designing and organizing the stadium, looking at the skin, looking at the roof, and presenting a philosophy about how all those things could come together and make an icon. The second half of the interview was really about what we called what ifs, which were all the things that we just challenged ourselves. So one of the ideas we had is when we were all in a brainstorming group together, we said, well, we should just come up with a list of questions to maybe not only show our thought process, but show them that we're thinking beyond the boundaries and they should start thinking that way as well. So we made these cards, and they were everything from what if we put little cameras in the tips of the football to what if we had food trucks do the concessions. I mean, it went on and on. And what was really interesting about that piece to me was that in our interview, as they were going through these ideas, you know, they were starting to put some aside, like, you know, well, that one's kind of crazy, but then this one maybe isn't crazy, or maybe it gives us a way to think about it differently. What we did is we looked at the logo, we looked at the Falcon brand, we looked out on the internet about things that Mr. Blank had said were important to him, and we pieced that information together. And then we know what's out there in terms of the competition and what they're doing, and we know what the built stadiums look like, and we just decided that if we were going to win, we had to do something really challenging and inspiring that was really, you know, pushing the envelope, so to speak. And quite frankly, it was maybe a risk, but I think it paid off in the end, because we ended up with the right message for the right client at the right time. We were tasked with making a decision on a direction for the project conceptually. So we took a look at both directions. One was open and one was more closed. For a whole lot of really good reasons, we decided to pursue the singular scheme, which was the Oculus, the opening in the center, or the Pantheon scheme. It had a lot to do with flexibility of operation. It had a lot to do with just, I think, the buzz that we got, you know, the really good feelings. And people also really responded to it as an icon, you know. And one of the things that Arthur Blank challenged us with at the very beginning on this project was, do we really create an icon, a new symbol or another symbol for the city of Atlanta and Georgia? And so I think the architecture really, the bar was set a little bit higher. And honestly, to be quite frank, there aren't very many attractive retractable roof facilities out there. And that's just my opinion. But I felt like in order to create an icon, it had to be completely integrated. The seats and the skin and the roof and the way it moved and operated all had to be one idea, and it all had to support something that was really going to be architecturally, an eye catcher, if you will. When we thought about the roof being really integrated with the structure, we thought about what are some iconic buildings that have really cool roof structures or lighting effects. And we looked way back in history and we found the Pantheon. And the cool thing about the Pantheon is that it has a little hole in the middle. But because that light comes down in a real, almost like a spotlight, it became really inspiring. We thought, what if we could create the experience of that spotlight on the field, almost just right on the Falcon logo at the 50-yard line, and then just let it grow and get bigger and bigger. And it's just this whole idea of just bringing all the energy to the game and to the center. So that's where the idea of the Pantheon came. And then we thought, well, shoot, why don't we just call it Atlanta's Pantheon? So that's where that personality of that one came. There was a comparison made in terms of noise and coverage of roof and how that impacts the play of the game and how that gives you a competitive advantage. And one of the stadiums that I think Arthur Blank and the Falcons have said is a good example of what they like is in Seattle. The Seattle facility has a fairly large overhang, and that overhang does deflect the noise back onto the field. We compared the coverage of that roof to the Pantheon scheme, which is being proposed for Atlanta, and we have a very similar coverage for the roof. So I'm confident saying that the roof we do have that's fixed, that doesn't move, is going to deflect that sound back on the field, and you're not going to really have a perceptive notice of any difference in what you have at the Georgia Dome. When you think about scoreboards, so the first thing we have to say is that it's no longer a board, because that would indicate that it's it's a rectangular board that's somewhere either on or in the seats. And when we went back to the idea of how would you integrate the video content with the roof, with the opening, with the seating, how would that look different? And so what we thought it probably was not was a scoreboard in the end zone. What we thought it probably was something that was integrated into the entire roof. And since we had this, amazing opening, the center opening, we thought, well, why not ring that with video content? And then the next step was, well, if you have a 360-degree experience, how would that be able to enhance your view from your seat? So let's say I'm on the 50-yard line, and I'm looking across the roof opening, and I see the game relative to my seat. But if I'm on the opposite side, I look across from the other side and I see the game relative to that seat. So the idea was really, can we create a unique feed, maybe 6 or 8 cameras that actually present a feed that you can't get at home or you can't get on at the television anywhere. And the only way you can really experience that in the round is to come back out to the football game and see it from your seats. You know, sustainability is a challenge for big buildings like stadiums. From a very high level, I think one of the things that we've recognized is that especially retractable roof stadiums tend to be energy hogs, because the nature of them are you're trying to create a temperate or a cool environment, but then you sort of give that up when you open the building up. So one of the things we want to do is we want to create a premise that the building is primarily an open-air stadium that can close when necessary. And if you're going to do that, you wouldn't just open the roof. You'd open the concourses, you'd open up the sides of the building, and you'd start to introduce natural ventilation and circulation through. So you really feel like you're out of doors, even though you have this building that's able to be enclosed. So I feel like that is not only a good stewardship move, but I think it's going to take us a step closer to really feeling like we're an outdoor stadium that happens to have this functionality about a closing roof. This is a real opportunity to have Atlanta lead the NFL into the next experience for football. It's not just about the stadium, it's about the neighborhoods, and it's about giving access to people that are at all levels of being able to afford the football experience is inspiring to me, and it's unique in terms of my experience with other NFL owners. The fact that this football team is so progressive in the way they interact with their fans and how they really present the product in such a classy way makes me really proud and inspired to be a part of it. And I guess finally I would say that I think we have an extraordinary opportunity to do something that's never been done before. And that comes with risk, but it also comes with reward. And I think that anything that's worth doing is worth really pushing the envelope.